Well, hey, Ben.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Excellent.
All right. What have we got today?
Today, we've got some listener questions.
Ooh.
And we've got three of them here today.
Right.
And if you don't mind, maybe we can go through each of them and do our best at trying to explain them.
Okay, we'll do our best.
All right. So the first question we have is, how do I use a few and a little? Like, what's the difference between those two?
Right, yeah, so this is a common mistake people make, I think, confusing uncountable words and plurals.
Okay.
So a little and a few. For example, like, I have a little friends.
Mm.
Now, what you should say is, I have a few friends.
Gotcha, so when you can put the S on something or pluralize it, then go with a few.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody asked you, you know, do you have many friends? Oh, I have a little friends. It sounds a little bit funny, right?
Right.
In English, yeah. I mean, you could say I have little friends, but that means little tiny friends.
Oh, right. So not so tall.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you would say, you know, do you have many friends? Yeah, I have a few friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then what about a statement like this? There is a few water in the glass. Would that be correct?
No, it wouldn't. No.
Okay.
No. So what you should say is, there's a little water in the glass.
Okay, so glass, or rather water, is an uncountable noun.
Right.
So we would use a little in front of that.
So water is uncountable, yeah. Friends are countable, right?
Right, gotcha. Okay. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, okay, let's move on to the next one.
All right, the next question we have is, what's the difference between except and without?
Yeah, this can be pretty confusing too. I think even for native speakers who often might confuse the two when writing.
Okay.
Anyway, so except has the meaning of excluding something.
Okay.
So for example, I like all vegetables except celery.
All right.
I hate celery.
Okay.
Because all that, you know, it gets a bit stringy and gets stuck in your teeth.
So celery 以外全部の全ての野菜が好きです。
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love tomatoes. I love cucumber. I like all vegetables except celery.
Okay. Mm. So なんとか以外.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas without has the meaning or sense of in absence of someone or something.
All right.
So, for example, I make a nice salad,
mm-hmm.
But I made the salad without celery.
Gotcha. So there might be some lettuce and tomato, cucumbers, but there's no celery in that salad.
No celery.
Gotcha. Okay. So in absence of something or someone.
Mm.
Mm.
What's another example? Maybe, okay, well, we said about salad, that's mm-hmm. something. What about people? Someone.
Right.
So, okay, if we're talking about a party, everyone had fun at the party except me.
Oh, that sounds a little bit sad. So, yeah. 私以外みんな楽しい時間を過ごしました。
Yeah, I was sitting in the corner all sad. Not enjoying myself.
Sounds like my regular Saturday night.
Whereas if I said, everyone had fun without me at the party, that means I didn't go to the party.
That's even sadder, isn't
right,
it?
Right, yeah. So, like, I couldn't go and everyone had fun except me.
Like, so it's like, 私なしでみんな楽しい時間を過ごしました。
Right.
私なしで。
Everyone had fun without me, you know. I wish I could have gone.
That's going to be a really sad situation.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, how about the last question?
You got one for me?
I'm going to hit you with one this time.
All right.
Okay, so what is the difference between every day and every day?
This is one of my favorite questions, and this is another one that I find native speakers often confuse, especially when they're writing. And you know, there is a difference between them, and I hope I can explain it well enough that people understand. So every day, as two words, every day, is meaning something that you that is routine or normal, something that you do every day. But every day as one word is an adjective, right? So it goes in front of a noun.
Okay, so for example, if you're talking about work, something like everyday tasks?
Yes, your everyday tasks.
So that's an adjective, right?
Adjective.
It's one word, yeah.
Right, so keioshi. So if it comes before a noun, you're talking about, you know, for example, everyday English.
I
study everyday English, which would be like nichijou kaiwa.
Okay.
Right.
Whereas, say, like if I was talking about what I eat for breakfast every day.
Like you eat natto every day.
Ooh,
would be too much.
I wouldn't say every day.
Almost every day.
Every now and again, maybe.
Right.
So yeah, like I eat salad for breakfast every day.
Would be two words.
Would be two words, yeah.
Or this is just an everyday salad. It's nothing special.
And there's definitely no celery.
No celery in it.
Without celery.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, right? If you combine those two words, like if you were to say, I study everyday English every day, right? That would be like saying, you know, 私は日常英会話毎日勉強しています。
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so every day I have lunch about this time.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm hungry, as long as there's no celery.
No celery. Okay. We'll leave the celery. We'll have everything except celery.
All right.
Thanks, Ben.
We're signing off.
Signing off. Until next time. Keep the questions coming.